one guy said pray for it, the other guy said don't pray for it. I think just hang out with you guys and you'll get it. Because that's pretty much, when Paul initially said, asked if I would give a transformation witness, that's the thing that kind of, I mean, we've all agreed that transformation is not a one-time deal. It's, and we talked about our tape, every moment is a transformation. You have choices to make. But, you know, when you're in this group, the choices are very, very simple. I give the metanoia or the transformation talk a lot because I had a pretty severe conversion. In 1987, I was a recipient of a minor miracle, at which point I realized there was a God. And I also really realized He knew who I was. I was not transformed. But I knew, at that point, I knew there was a God. In 1990, I joined the church, Catholic Church. And I think John and Jesse was probably with me. Didn't know who I was, but he probably... but he was there. And I spent the next while going to church on Sunday. Around 2000, I did my first Teens Encounter Christ, and where I realized that there was more to going to church than just going to church. There was a little bit more to it than that. Claire was there, Jim Amber was there, I think Pat was in the wings, a lot of you were involved in the Teens Encounter Christ, ministry. But there was more yet. All these things are transforming me gradually. You know, I'm a slow learner. But all these things were gradually transforming me into hopefully the person the Lord wanted me to be. That was my prayer. I mean, all right, Lord, make me the person you meant for me to be. And so He made me hang out with you guys. And really, you're a lot of the reason I am who I am. I mean, I look back through here, and I think of Pat's talk last week. I think of Scripture. And of course, JW isn't here, but study. I look in this crowd. And I just look at folks that I know read Scripture every day. They study it. They learn it. Jim talked about the saints. We talked about, of course, community. Talk about service. I look out through here. I see people that are involved in service. What was the fourth one?
Prayer.
Oh. any Saturday. People prayer very much? But so you guys are my transformation. It's too bad there aren't more people here, because I can look out through there and I can look at pretty much all of you and say, and think of times where you have become who I am becoming. I remember my son and I played music together. And as a father, you know, with a son, we did a lot of things together. We played ball together, we played music together. But it's at a point in his life, he was pretty much done hanging with dad. And because my son is such a good musician, it kind of hurt my feelings. I mean, you kind of, you know, I'm like, how come you won't play with somebody else? And what made it worse was he did it at my house, and it was very, very loud. So I remember coming home from work one day, and he was practicing with his new buddies downstairs. They were playing this music. It was like loud. I mean, really loud. And, you know, I don't know, I'm trying to watch a movie or whatever, and you know, I'm just getting madder and madder and madder and madder. So I said, I gotta go. I told Amory. I said, she said, well, you know, we'd rather have you do it here. And I know, but I can't. I gotta go. And I came here. I came to the Tuesday. It happened to be Tuesday night. And I came here, and within 5 minutes of being with the Light of Life group here on Tuesday night, the anger was gone. And and never really, really returned to that level with that situation. So around that time, you know, I got more involved, and I realized that the more I did this kind of thing, the more that transformation would take hold. And I'll just tell you one more thing. I mean, you've heard a lot of stuff about the theology and about the Jesus part and all that, so I'll just give you one more experience. I had many, but I've been going to the prison with my sister Pat and Teresa, Kathleen, some others. But I've started going to the men's prison by myself with Father Paul. And I don't have my regular prayer warriors with me when I go. I am the prayer warrior. And I'm the music guy. I'm not the prayer guy, I'm the music guy. I don't pray with people. I jump in every now and then. But it's not really me. I don't pray. I'm the music guy. I'm not the prayer person. But in the men's prison, there's a lot of Hispanics, and nobody else is doing that. There's no prayer person. So this weekend, you know, I started build a relationship with some of these folks. Got a couple of guitar guys coming along, Jesus and Matt. And there's a guy who I always notice. He always sits in the front. I mean, I play over here, and he always sits right there. He has very sad eyes, but a nice smile. Big guy. You know, a lot of the Hispanic guys are you know, come from gangs, because you almost have to be in a gang. But he just always, he had a nice smile, and he always read, very attentive, and just had one of those folks you have a good feeling about. Rangel was his name. Well, Rangel's going home. And, you know, sign of peace, we're always smiling, we're always, you know, like, he doesn't speak much English, and I don't speak a lot of Spanish, but it was just, and there are a lot of guys like that, you know. You just kind of, you like and you wish you could do a little bit more. Well, anyway, Rangel was going home. So, we hadn't been doing this at the men's prison. When people go home, they just go. Well, a couple weeks ago, Luis was going home, and I said, come on, let's all just get around and say a prayer for Luis. So, I just kind of put my hands on his shoulder and said a couple prayers. But now, yesterday, because there's just something about Rangel that it's kind of got me out of it. But Father said, okay, we're going to do something new. We're going to pray over Rangel's going home. And if some of you met Father Paul, he's a little brash. But anyway, so Rangel's standing here, and he says, come up, we're going to pray over it. And these guys are all there, they're like, they don't know what, you know. And Father says, all right, everybody, we're going to pray over, you know. And these guys are like, well, I tell Matt, I understand, I tell Matt, I said, listen, you got this plan? I'm going to just soft music. He goes, okay. So I go over, and I put my hands on Rangel. I put one hand on his head, I put it on the other, and I start making it like I do. And Father Paul saying, well, we thank you for our brother, and when, you know, we want everybody to pray for our brother, hope for his safety, and hope he stays out of trouble. And I start praying. And it was just praying. I mean, the praying. It's not tech praying. It wasn't mass praying. It was praying. And it was not like I'd experienced before. Well, you know, we kind of do the bro hug sometimes and all that stuff. Because we're all machismo. You know, it's all a lot of standard count. Everybody's, you know, don't really hug. Well, Father stopped praying, and I stopped praying. And Rangel turned and looked at me like, what the hell was that? You know, it's like, what was that? You know, and he just gave me the biggest hug. I mean, just squeezed me, gave me the biggest hug. And I said, you know, that, so I feel myself transforming. I'm kind of, that's it. But it's you guys. I would never, ever do that without your mentorship. All of us. So that's my